This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And a Friday, hot Friday out there. Be careful. Ozone action day. Jim, are we just going to say it's an ozone action day? They don't have those anymore, but it's got to be one today, right?
Oh, absolutely. I miss the ozone action days. Just like Scott Harbaugh just tweeted something from WPXI. It's like 8 straight days of 90-degree weather, apparently.
Wow.
Something like that.
That doesn't happen here. Normally we get 8 straight days of rain in Pittsburgh this time of year. But it's funny true. How that there wasn't that because the arts festival was off, so we didn't get all that rain this year.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I make a lot of really
good points.
I thought
we were
going to get it anyway. Yeah. So that's what happened. All right, I'm reading this sheet, which we'll get into later on in the show, about this conference call that happened with the NFL and the NFL medical director and the NFL Players Association. We'll get into the particulars of this deeper a little bit later on in the show. But one point could affect Jim Colony and could affect Jim Colony. I'm going to tease this a little more. Could affect Jim Colony real deep. And when I say deep, I mean deep. And by the way, before the hour's out, one thing is going to be all over Facebook and is going to make you bonkers and crazy and is going to bring out the bigots. And I'll tell you what that is before the hour's out. But anyway, back to this. So this telephone conference call yesterday between the NFLPA, and their medical director was acting as sort of proctor of this kind of thing. Well, there's one line in this story, one bullet point says this. Media access, the NFL season this year, is expected to be limited. Media would be required to go through the same testing protocol as players and other personnel, and media interviews are likely to be conducted virtually rather than in person, which is interesting. So if you're going to conduct them virtually, you still have to go through the same protocol as other players and personnel, which is what I don't understand, which means the interviews on non-game days will probably be virtual, and then you'll be able to have some sort of access, if you're going to have access, that you have to go through the same protocols. Let's say that they had here's your question, to get like an exclusive sort of thing. And it was the big Jim Colony interview, like the Big Ben interview, right? You're the only one in town and out of nowhere. And you defy the odds. They say to Ben, you get to talk to one person. And for some reason, he doesn't say Cook. Something happened. They have a falling out. And he says, I want to talk to Jim Colony, right? I want him to be the guy. I want him to come down to the south side. And they go, okay, you've got to pass the protocols. You've got to do the same. Would Jim Colony get the big, long Q-tip thing stuck up his nose to get one of those interviews?
Ugh. Yeah.
Yes?
At some point, yes. I mean, at some point, I would imagine, well, actually, I hope I don't have to get one. But because if I got one, that means I'd be showing some symptoms. But, yeah, if I had
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Not in this case. You wouldn't have to be. You could be asymptomatic or just, part of the protocol to get that test. If that was part of the test.
Of course I do. Yeah.
Look at the dedication but I've said this, to the job.
I've said this. I don't believe, at this point in my career, and I don't know how many more years it's going to last, I probably will not go into a locker room again.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah. You'll be in the Penguins locker room next year to start the season.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I just think what's happening here is that things are starting to not happen, actually, and access is limited. And once they take stuff away, it's going to be difficult to get it back. The one organization that still apparently has some pull are the baseball writers. But in other sport, I don't know. I mean, I just can't see open locker rooms anymore, at least not for the foreseeable future.
I don't know. As much as you say that, and I understand where you're coming from, I don't know if this is going to stop that forever, because the dissemination of information will be so house organ that people will be able to see through it and won't want it. They just can't disseminate from internally and think that that's fair reporting and that's something that people want, particularly post-game stuff.
Well, the post-game stuff is, in some ways I won't miss that, but it'll be like just a whole bunch of us privy to whoever Missy Matthews talks to, you know, that kind of thing. Or whoever Richie talks to in the hallway on KDKA after the game.
Well, Bob Labriola.
A bunch of us will be in on the same thing. And you know, the Pirates are doing a thing where, I mean, Derek Shelton's going to do an availability every day, and then they're going to have, you know, two or three players every day that are going to be available. It'll be kind of like an open locker room, but just in a scrum, but it'll just be with a whole bunch of us on the other end of a video.
You know how that old show Simon and Simon, and you know how they have Dan and Dan on the Penguins thing?
Yes.
I think that they should do Sheldon and Shelton and have Sheldon Ingram do it.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Be wonderful. Breakfast Bites coming up next. Can't wait for this. Another person on this train bound for nowhere. I mean, this is the dumbest thing that people keep saying. The dumbest thing. And what bothers me a little bit is there's a lot of people on this train. Wait till you hear this latest one. And then I'm going to tell you the ugliest thing on Facebook that you'll see. I'm already predicting this. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be nuts. I'll tell you that before the end of the hour. Good morning to you. It's a Friday Fan Morning Show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.